From the Heart, October 24. The Coming Test. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth. God has made full provision in the Scriptures for our equipment against deception, and we shall be without excuse if, through neglect of God's word, we are unable to resist the errors of the evil one. We need to watch unto prayer. We need daily to search the Scriptures diligently, that we may not be ensnared by some delusive error that seems like truth. John writes concerning scenes that have to do with our own time. He says, "The temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament." That ark contains the tables whereon is engraven the law of God. On the Isle of Patmos, John beheld in prophetic vision the people of God, and saw that at this time the attention of the loyal and true followers of Christ would be attracted to the open door of the most holy place in the heavenly sanctuary. He saw that by faith they would follow Jesus within the veil where he ministers above the ark of God containing his immutable law. The prophet described the faithful ones, saying, "Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." This is the class that excite the wrath of the dragon because they obey God. The winds of doctrine will blow fiercely about us, but we should not be moved by them. God has given us a correct standard of righteousness and truth, the law and the testimony. There are many who profess to love God, but when the Scriptures are opened before them and evidences are presented showing the binding claims of God's law, they manifest the spirit of the dragon. They hate the light and will not come to it, lest their deeds should be reproved. They will not compare their faith and doctrine with the law and the testimony. They turn away their ears from hearing the truth, and impatiently declare that all they want to hear about is faith in Christ. They refuse to acknowledge the fourth commandment, which requires us to keep holy the Sabbath day. They declare that the Lord has instructed them that they need not keep the Sabbath of his law. The word of God declares, "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." Our work is to hold up the law of God, for Christ has said, "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city."